For years now, contemporary country hits have relied on sounds and vocal styles borrowed from hip-hop and R&B. Baby, you a song that can make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. What up, Nelly? All right. At the same time, hip-hop performers around Nashville have cultivated their own entirely separate homegrown scene. Julie Height reports.
There's a popular image of musicians journeying to Nashville with guitars slung over their shoulders to pursue their dreams. Dreams that don't necessarily sound like this. Look, all these pretty women on your mind. You ain't never ever had that time. That's a recent song by a Nashville native named Bryant Taylor. He's a singer-songwriter of alternative R&B in his mid-20s, and he's got clear memories of not relating to the city's reputation as a music-making destination.
I mean, growing up here, it's weird to me when I meet somebody that came here for music. I'm like, you moved to Nashville? I don't even see it as a place of opportunity for music.
It certainly wasn't the land of opportunity for the music he wanted to make. Nashville's famous industry infrastructure was primarily built for the business of making and marketing country music. People invested in growing a scene for hip-hop and its R&B offshoots have worked for years to give its promising rappers, singers, producers, and DJs a reason to stay in town.
You know, everyone talks about this. If you're talented in urban music or black music, the first thing you need to do if you're living in Nashville is to move to L.A. and move to New York and move to Atlanta.
That's Eric Holt, who co-founded an event promotion company called Love Noise to open up a bigger pipeline for hip-hop and R&B to the live music landscape.
For a long time, black musicians really didn't participate in that pipeline. So the attempt for Love Noise was to kind of create that first starting point and to establish a community. And then from that community, get into the actual industry in a legitimate way.
The music makers themselves improvised an informal network for collaboration and formed their own collectives, like Black City. I could be dishonest to get membership. I could lie to kick it. I could pivot in my limitless. I could pull up flex and no tents because we rented it. I could go chrysalis. I could be the stimulus. I could never let a dollar bill make me sensitive. I could never let a dollar bill make me sensitive. I could never let a dollar bill make me sensitive. Ah. And Third Eye. We're living good on the blessed. They produced tracks for each other in their home studios, dropped guest verses, and shot music videos, developing distinct voices and specialized skills. Every so often, a journalist from outside Nashville would write an article marveling at all of this underground hip-hop and R&B talent. Zach Cobb watched this play out first as a fan and friend of Nashville rappers, then a manager. He could see that generating buzz didn't really set them up to make a living from music.
It seemed like jumping up and down and doing shows and getting numbers on streaming and blogs and press, it wasn't enough. Or maybe we just didn't have the right infrastructure in here to support hip-hop in Nashville like that. But it just seemed like we just kept on knocking on the door and no one was answering. So, you know, we find a third door.
Cobb was convinced that a publishing deal was the door for one of his clients. Tim Gent had relocated from Clarksville, an hour away, and earned a regional following with his perceptive lyrics. That's old Benjamin. I've been a Benjamin. I see the problem. Gotta be the time. New millennium ain't breeding proper. Need to be refined. We be caught up in what don't matter. I see coffins with mothers and fathers, kids and coppers with loaded revolvers. Jit. Gotta get focused quick. Wide open, they hocus pocus kids. That can't be my kid. Ain't going out like no sucker. Never on my mama. You might see the drop, but might hit you with the dredge. And I'm getting it off, I gotta get it for the red. The Nashville office of the pop publisher Prescription Songs signed Gent up in February.
This is, you know, a milestone, not just for me, but for the independent artists that are in Nashville, more so in the hip-hop, R&B alternative vein. This is a lane for us to have some foundation and help build ourselves up financially and career-wise and our network.
Gent walked into his first meeting with Prescription intent on sharing the opportunity. He purposefully pitched tracks that showcase some of his musical partners, like Bryant Taylor. Pick up back, know how. My people cheap, we keep it brief. We bobbing weed, dirt on my sleeve. Oh, I big old bag, I know how. I'm gonna go get it regardless of the ticket. I gotta just run up that digit to digit. These niggas be stunned. Niggas who said I be down. They couldn't keep it on. After the publishing company heard Taylor's gauzy singing and spectral melodies, he was able to trade restaurant shifts for writing appointments, including one that yielded a tune for a K-pop star.
That changed up everything, where I'm writing on cue for something specific. I'm diving into something that I wouldn't dive into, and I'm making it come to life. So that's really how I've been altering my brain. So it really helps me when I'm recording my own music, so I can just be free.
Keep my eyes up, trying to hold conversation. What was I saying? Speakers up loud, act like we got no neighbors, no neighbors.
Another standout in the scene, Daisha McBride, who goes by the handle The Rap Girl, opened a path for herself by studying the inner workings of the industry at Middle Tennessee State University.
I was like, you know, I really want to learn the business. So when I go into these meetings and I go into these settings, I really know what they're talking about.
Equipped with that knowledge, McBride worked out a deal where she owns her own songs, but a publishing company takes care of licensing them to movies and TV shows.
I'm just saying, to the point if I want it, I got it. I'm making deposits. I throw it, he caught it. And no, I don't want it. If there's no profit, I'm just being honest. Please tell me where the rest at. I'm getting stacked. Your 2 cents won't affect that. So please give me dollars. I need dollars. Give me dollars. Pay me dollars.
McBride's also figured out how to use her technical skill as a rapper and her quick-witted, playful personality to convey an image that's made pop and country acts want her on their tracks.
Ultimately, rap to me is work, but it's fun. And when I think of hip-hop as a genre, I think it's fun to me. So that was kind of where I was just going creatively, just a balance between just having fun, being able to actually rap, but then actually make the songs somewhat commercial, too.
That's not too much to ask, that hip-hop get a piece of the Music City pie. For NPR News, I'm Julie Height in Nashville.
Sick of being broke, sick of being broke, I'm sick of it.